Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country.
It's now recommended that children get just 10 vaccines. That's down from 17 on the previous schedule. It's still recommended that children get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines and immunizations against polio, chickenpox, HPV, and others. But when it comes to recommendations for vaccination against RSV, meningococcal disease, hepatitis B, and hepatitis A, those are recommended for high-risk individuals. When it comes to flu, COVID-19, and rotavirus vaccinations, that'll be left up to parents and doctors to decide.
So, did you get all that? That's right. Parents and health professionals across the country say the government's new vaccine schedule is confusing, to say the least. I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. Today, we'll discuss the ramifications of cutting the numbers of vaccines for kids, plus the latest on new diet recommendations. Buttered steak? Anyone? Yeah, it's what's for dinner on the government's new guidelines.
Is Dr. Gigi Chawla, Chief of General Pediatrics at Children's Minnesota. Dr. Chawla, thank you so much for joining us. Tell you what, I mean, to be a parent of young kids, there's so much confusion right now about what immunizations and when you've got the CDC really scaling back the number of vaccines recommended, there will be parents who have a lot of questions. What kind of answers do you have for them?
Time we are all still trying to absorb the message, really understand what the CDC is recommending and how to live up to those types of expectations while still promoting and ensuring that families know how safe and effective these vaccines have been, have always been, and that through a shared decision-making model, we hope they still select them.
What are you telling and what are pediatricians at Children's Minnesota telling parents with questions? Because they are getting guidelines from the federal government that question some of the vaccines that have been given in the past.
Yeah, I think at this time we're still trying to hear what types of questions families have. I do think that the news from yesterday leaves families wondering and not even at this time able to articulate what their questions are. You know, we've just seen now 8 vaccines that were recommended be removed from that recommended schedule and be put on a situation in which families have a right to choose. They always have. We've always done shared decision-making with all vaccines. But it really puts these 8 vaccines more in this shared decision-making model with families in the driver's seat. And families also then need to come in with their questions, able to engage in those discussions so that we can come to a decision together in those visits. And I think that might be a change that families will need to absorb is coming to the clinic ready to make decisions or ready to at least engage in the discussion so that they can make that decision within the few minutes of that visit.
I tell you what, that's a lot. A lot of pressure for people who don't have medical knowledge and really go by guidelines. I remember back in the day when my kids were young, you just did the vaccines that were recommended by your doctor, by the CDC, and now there's questions about it. Do you get concerned at all? Because some of these vaccines that are not recommended anymore, if people don't get them, there could be issues with kids getting sick.
Absolutely, we are concerned. You know, these vaccines were all created with the intent of saving lives, using science to ensure that we protect kids in our community. And so the removal of these eight vaccines, 40% of the schedule of eight vaccines to now more of a shared decision-making model, does leave us all exceedingly worried. First of all, these discussions that we have every day about vaccines or safety has always been through a shared decision-making model, but now it does give people more permission to think and pick and choose. And families, what we know already about the vaccine discussions that we have every day is that despite our conversations, there is a variation in who chooses and selects vaccines. And we can see that across our population in Minnesota, that different subsets of our population have different rates of vaccine uptake. And what we are significantly worried about with this is that this may cause even more disparity in vaccination rates, causing more risk for certain communities, their children and their loved ones. And so it's very challenging to hear this news when we know how safe and effective these vaccines are.
So when you are a parent or a grandparent who's concerned about their grandkids, you know, when there's differing views on vaccines, are there suggested ways for parents to become more educated about this and help make decisions for their own families? Because now if you're really putting this impetus and kind of the focus on parents to come up with their own decisions, they got to have the right knowledge on what is good and what isn't.
Yeah, that is such a good point. I mean, I think the place that you don't want to get your vaccine information is from social media, right? Your trusted sources are your clinicians, your physicians, your nurse practitioners, those who do this work every day, who have seen the results of being vaccinated and the results of not being vaccinated in real time. So those are your trusted sources. There are also materials that are available on appropriate websites. The place that I would start would be the American Academy of Pediatrics. They specifically have done incredible work at looking at every vaccine and ensuring that the information that is available is readable, understandable, and comes in multiple languages for families.
Dr. Jason Schwartz tells KCBS Radio these changes in the vaccine schedule can't be understated. Here's more.
Look at the...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
New guidelines, new recommendations. What has changed?
What we saw yesterday is, no exaggeration, the most significant revision to our federal government's guidance for vaccines in decades. What they've done is downgrade, effectively, a number of vaccines that have been, previously recommended wholeheartedly for all children to a more tempered shared decision-making statement, vaccines against hepatitis and influenza and meningitis and other diseases. So what we've seen is sort of the most recent installment in what's been a year of actions by the federal government that is dialing back in many ways the longstanding role that we looked for from our public health agencies in actively encouraging parents to vaccinate their children. And this is really just the culmination of a year of efforts in that direction.
I mean, we don't need to go through the whole laundry list here, but what is still in and what is out now as far as recommended childhood vaccines?
Yeah, so many of the vaccines that have been in the news of late, especially around measles outbreaks, remain strongly recommended for all children: the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine, vaccines against pneumonia and diphtheria. So those continue to be endorsed in the ways that they have been for decades, which, to be candid, is almost a pleasant surprise, given everything we've heard and seen from public health officials that seem only concerned about the harms of vaccines and not their benefits. So those vaccines continue to be wholeheartedly recommended. What's changed is a number of other vaccines that had had that same status, that had been carefully developed in some cases for several decades, that have this new designation that we're hearing more about over the past year, this idea of a shared decision-making statement. So for these hepatitis vaccines and meningitis and influenza, most notably, this is more of a tempered statement where the CDC is saying, talk with your doctor, explore risks and benefits, and make a decision for yourself. And that's a retreat from the role that we've come to expect from the CDC in providing the best guidance in terms of where the evidence points in a much less ambiguous way than what we're seeing now.
How are officials, those who are in favor of this new schedule, how are they justifying these changes? What reasons do they give?
We're getting a variety of justifications that look at science, that look at studies that in many cases have been questioned by the mainstream scientific community regarding the alleged harms or overstated benefits of vaccines that these individuals point to. But I think most notably what we're seeing are comparative examples being raised to how other countries, particularly Denmark of all places, have developed their recommendations for vaccines. And every country has its own vaccine recommendations. There's much more alignment than there is disagreement between how the U.S. and our peer countries have thought about how we recommend vaccines for the public. But Denmark is frankly an outlier in terms of having a far more modest recommended vaccination schedule. There's a senior health official at the FDA who has roots in Denmark. And I think the idea that there's a much more stripped down vaccine schedule that can be pointed to by these U.S. health officials has been a real focal point of this narrowing of the schedule we've seen. So it's these comparative examples, but I really do think they're overstated and rely on a country that's very different than ours when we look at Denmark compared to the U.S.
Right. Okay. So we look at Denmark. How's it working for them? What's the state of health in Denmark with this reduced, or as you put it, more modest vaccine schedule?
Right. So Denmark is a country of 6 million individuals, far different than our 330 or so million. It's a country that has a universal healthcare system with guaranteed access and high quality record keeping and a health system that looks so different than ours in terms of of just the access and quality of care that's available across the population. And so it follows, like every country, they would think differently around vaccine-preventable diseases. And our country, with a much larger, more heterogeneous population, with much more fragmented healthcare system, our vaccine program has served as a really important safety net to ensure that kids are protected against vaccines that have been proven to be safe and effective. So I think a lot of public health experts take issue with this idea of a comparison, seeing it as apples and oranges between how one country might evaluate its public health needs compared to another. But to your question directly, Denmark, we certainly see more cases of some of the vaccine-preventable diseases that are now being recommended less enthusiastically, and that's a judgment about risks and benefits and trade-offs that other countries reach. So I think that the idea of learning lessons from one particular country that does stand apart from most of our peer countries who have thought with great alignment around vaccines has caused a lot of anxiety among the public health community, who continues to endorse the vaccine schedule that has developed over decades and has been used with great success here in the United States for many, many years.
We invite our KCBS listeners to email questions to ask us at kcbsradio.com. Here's a question. Anti-vaccine sentiment took off during the COVID pandemic. Has it continued to grow since then?
It has. And let's, be clear that there were certainly many individuals with concerns and doubts around vaccines long before the COVID pandemic, who had many of the fears that were frankly now getting amplified by our public health leaders in Washington. But it accelerated during COVID, to be sure, vaccines and so many other aspects of the public health response. And what really has been striking in the vaccine discourse is that it took on a partisan flavor that was not unique or was not common, forgive me, to vaccines in the past, that clearly partisan attitudes around vaccines now show much more of a Republican-Democratic divide, with increasing distrust among Republican voters, Republican officials, to a degree we hadn't seen in the past. And that's what's been really, really troubling and concerning. We're seeing it in attitudes, we're seeing it in vaccination rates, and we're seeing it in vaccine-preventable disease outbreaks. These things follow one to another. And that's been the story that emerged during the pandemic and has absolutely accelerated in the years since.
In addition to vaccine schedule updates, the American food pyramid is changing shape. Here's more from Dr. Sarah Vall, a nutrition expert at the University of Michigan.
All right, so there are some big changes to the food pyramid and some guidelines. Could you explain, first of all, what they are?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think that's an important question. I can boil it down to two big ones. And really, always there's been a focus on ultra-processed foods and added sugars, but there's a clear stance to avoid them in these guidelines. So that's one. And the second is what I would say is a shift away from focusing primarily on a plant-based diet to one that allows for more animal protein and fat, and in some ways some might say promotes it more than it used to. A couple of other things would be there's no real alcohol guidelines. I know some people don't even realize that alcohol is addressed in the dietary guidelines, but it is. And there's no real guidance for alcohol at this point, despite what the evidence says. So those are some big ones.
So in terms of specific, I know that it's a more protein focused, less carbohydrate, which many people have shifted to in the last 20 years or so anyway. But the amount of protein is more than double than what's been previously recommended. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. And you kind of have to be living under a rock at this point to not know that protein's been a big thing in social media and in this country for a while.
And in terms of what people can do in terms of heading to the grocery store, right now, protein pretty high. Eggs are high, meat's high. But any advice that you would want to offer, or would you say that people should basically talk to their dietitian or their nutritionist or their doctors about it?
Yeah, great question. I mean, there's the right diet doesn't exist, so it is different from everyone for everyone. So you should really take that into account when you're thinking about shopping. However, when we think about protein, first of all, most of us in the U.S. have eaten well above the guidelines of protein for many years anyway. And so where the guidelines are right now are probably where we're at. So focusing on those whole food protein foods, so real meat, real eggs, plant proteins such as beans, nuts, legumes,
tofu, soy, any kind of soy protein, and less emphasis on those packaged foods that are added protein. So your added protein granola bars, your added protein cereal, you're going to see that a lot. And so just a really a focus on whole foods.
And in terms of ultra-processed foods and what they actually do to the body, I know that there's a lot of science behind that. Could you explain it?
Oh, that's a tough one, and it's pretty complicated. I think the one thing I can kind of add to the conversation here is it's really all about our metabolic health, so how our body processes the food that we eat and what that does. And there's some evidence to suggest that ultra-processed foods are reshaped in a way that don't even really resemble real food, and that may have an impact on our body. Also, ultra-processed foods are generally full of added sugars and less desirable fats than many. And so that just really goes back to, you know, focusing on the whole real foods.
All right. And is there anything else that I've missed maybe that our listeners should know about?
I think one of the interesting things is there's an actual visual that goes along with these guidelines. And we used to have what's called a plate. It was a plate visual, and it was very easy to tell people, eat half your plate, fruits and vegetables, a quarter protein, a quarter some healthy grains. And now they've moved to this sort of flipped upside down pyramid, which could be complicated for the consumer if they're paying attention to this, to kind of really figure out and navigate. And definitely complicated for those health educators around the country to sort of boil that down into something that's meaningful. So that's another big change.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Berry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, iXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. iXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at iXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with iXL. iXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.